10, please.
Item number 10, from the Assistant Director, Department on Aging, requesting authorization to create one position of dementia care specialist in the Department on Aging. This item was also referred to the Department of Administrative Services and Human Resources.
Move adoption.
Good morning. Supervisor Romo West moves to adopt. Supervisor Jersey.
I continue to be concerned about adding positions to serve a region instead of Milwaukee County. Can you indicate why we are adding an additional dementia care specialist? Is it to serve those out of county region?
Good morning, Mr. Chair, Supervisors, Supervisor Jerzyk. This is a position that we are being funded by the state to support Milwaukee County, specifically Milwaukee County, one position that will assist with creating a dementia-capable aging resource center and overall department, dementia-friendly community. This position will be working with partners in the community to help create a seamless system of referrals, working directly with families, caregivers, and individuals with dementia, helping to create plans tailored specifically for them to create a good plan and so that they can have quality of life.
Yeah, and I'm not in any way questioning the need or the wisdom of doing this. I fully support all of that. Is it your statement that this person is strictly working within Milwaukee County?
This position will specifically be working within Milwaukee County only, yes.
And all services provided are to county residents?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Cullen?
Do you expect the state funding to continue after this year, and what happens if they don't?
After this position is funded through the end of 2015, December 31st, 2015, and this position is one of several that are a part of the state Alzheimer's plan supported by the state secretary. And the goal, I believe, for them is to make this a sustainable position. This is the second group of dementia care specialists that are being hired throughout different counties in the state. So there was a model that was set up initially, and now this is the second round, and the first model was very successful, so this is the second round. And with the growing numbers of individuals with Alzheimer's throughout the nation and within the state, the ultimate goal is to create a dementia capable state, and the ultimate goal is hopefully to establish the program so that it will be sustained longer than the 2 years that it's currently funded.
One further question, Mr. Chair. At the agenda setting meeting, there was a question as to what pay range this person would fall into. I think you might have had 16C, and then there was a 29M that HR recommended.
Right.
Does the state have any interest or influence as to what we're paying these people, or how does that work? I mean, they just hand over the money and say, hire this person and pay them what you want?
Mr. Chair, Supervisor Cullen, what they did with the application was specifically gave us an outline of the job description that they would like this person to be able to fulfill. So we actually had an outline of their expectations for the job description, and we looked at it and we aligned it with other positions within our department and within the county, and set up the pay range comparable to what existed currently.
We have a motion for adoption. Supervisor Romo West has provided a motion. Any other comments, questions? Seeing no indication of such, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Mayo?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend item number 10 for adoption prevails.